down 176 points, but the NASDAQ is up 112. This is SRN News.
If you rely to in buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now. 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change from the warm weather that was dominating much of this week. Now much cooler air is flowing in behind that cold front. Today's high temperature up to about 63, but that stiff breeze will make it seem a little cooler than that. Lots of sunshine around today. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 39 by dawn. Tomorrow, not quite as breezy, but still cool with a high temperature into the mid-60s. Lots of sunshine. Sunday, I think, will be a little warmer with a high temperature up around 70 as clouds increase. Chance of showers maybe Sunday night into at least part of the day Monday with the next front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. 22-year-old Jamon Lawrence was released from the hospital and is now in custody for his involvement in the Circle K gas station shooting in Pike Road last week. Authorities have previously arrested and charged two others. The sheriff's office also arrested a man they say was connected to that shooting. 32-year-old Arsenio Hall is charged with trafficking cocaine. The Alabama Supreme Court set a January 27th execution date for Matthew Reeves. He's convicted in the 1996 murder of Willie Johnson in Dallas County. Prosecutors said that after Johnson gave Reeves a ride, that Reeves stuck a shotgun through the rear window of the truck cab and fatally shot Johnson. And the Montgomery Public School System has selected a search firm to help with finding a replacement for the retiring Dr. Ann Roy Moore. The board selected Alabama Association of School Boards to conduct their national search and hopes to find a replacement by March or April of next year. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. First off, I want to thank the many of you, and there was a lot of you, who sent me messages via different social media platforms to let me know that you are keeping me and my family and my father in your prayers. Thank you so much for that. Joey, thanks for holding down the fort.
Of course.
Didn't burn it down? Didn't threaten anybody with the paddle?
No, not at all.
All right. I was preparing myself yesterday for the worst to come. And I think a combination of things happening, most of which is prayers, but my father is hanging in there. And his kidneys started to fail the night before last. And so it has been a roller coaster ride, to say the least. He's still intubated. He's still sedated. He's still very dire condition. But he is hanging on. He is fighting. And so they were able to figure out two of the sources of infections and start treating those. He still has a fever, but he hasn't deteriorated anymore, which is what, of course, you worry about. So it's going to be, it could be weeks of him on the ventilator. But it's better than losing him. And so I took the day yesterday and prepared for, he is in Richmond, Virginia. I prepared everything I need to prepare for in order to go be with him if he takes a turn for the worst. And now we are just holding tight and praying. So that's where we are. That's all we can do at this point. He's getting very good care. It's fair to say, I don't think anybody is prepared to lose a loved one at any point in time. But I certainly was, this all came on very, very suddenly and got worse very, very suddenly. For those who didn't hear me say it before, I'm a daddy's girl through and through. And I'm very fortunate to have had two dads in my life who were just absolutely incredible. My stepfather, Rodney, who was married to my mom for over 30 years, he passed away in a car accident 5 years ago. And then my daddy, John, who has been a part of my life, he adopted me when I was three. I was looking at my birth certificate, actually. And so I've never known my life without him. And so I wasn't prepared to lose Rodney, and I'm certainly not prepared to lose John. So do keep my daddy John in your prayers. Also, I'm going to ask a favor of you guys, which is pray for my baby brother John. That one's an easy one. So I've got a daddy John and a baby brother John. And it's tough on everybody, but it's especially tough on his only boy. And so I'll keep you posted. You got me back. I'm here, and I'm so glad to be here. But there may come times when I throw the show to Joey unexpectedly to take a call from the doctor, or one of you guys, if you bring up COVID, I might have a moment. So we'll be keeping the COVID conversations to a minimum right now. Today we have our normal Friday guests. We're going to have Jeff Poor on at 12:30. We're going to have Dale Jackson on this afternoon. We're going to have Katie Britt joining us a little later. A lot of the who's who in Alabama politics at the moment are at Point Clear at the Grand for the Alabama Federation of Republican Women event. It is my understanding that pretty much almost every statewide candidate, if not every statewide candidate, is there for that. So she'll be calling us from there. We may have one or two more guests sneak on today. Otherwise, we're going to have a pretty full calendar on Monday because I do want to talk to people about what happened there.
And
we'll also do both drawings today, Mortgage Corporation of the South from yesterday and Sweet Creek Farm Market. So don't forget when you call to get in on those. And the Rittenhouse verdict is expected to be read shortly. So we'll keep you guys updated with live updates there as well. Joey, so the longer it's been and the more questions there have been, it sounds like it may not be entirely all not guilty. It sounds like we might be ready in for some split sentences is what a lot of the legal experts are saying.
Yeah, we'll see.
You what?
We'll see. I mean, it's been, it's taken so long. I think that's correct. So we'll see what they come back with.
Well, and the judge also still has to rule on the mistrial motions. So my understanding is the judge was waiting for the verdicts and then can still declare a mistrial based on the factors that they have at hand, and even a mistrial with prejudice. So that's there's that. We're actually going to hit an early break if you'll allow me to do so, Joey, and then come back and get right on into today's show. So again, thank you guys for your prayer. I'm glad to be back, and we'll just keep trucking along. Back in a moment.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Folks, it looks like we've got some action here.
Find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Wow.
Members of the jury, are these your unanimous verdicts? Is there anyone who does not agree with the verdicts as read? No. Would you wish the jury polled?
No.
Okay. Okay, folks, your job is done, and we started just about 3 weeks ago. And I told you it could last 2 weeks and 2 days. This is 3 weeks. You were a wonderful jury to work with. Punctual, you were attentive. The forgotten six over here who had a very difficult job of keeping from discussing the case during the time that they were sequestered as well. All of you, I couldn't have asked for a better jury to work with. And it has truly been my pleasure. Without commenting on your verdict, the verdicts themselves, just in terms of your the attentiveness and the cooperation that you gave to us justifies the confidence that the founders of our country placed in you. So I dismiss you at this time. You're never under any obligation to discuss any aspect of this case with anyone. You're welcome to do so as little or as much as you want. The media have requested, a number of media sources have requested the ability to talk to you, and they have been allowed to present presentations to you that you'll get in writing, and it's entirely up to you whether you want to contact them. They are not to contact you. If anyone does contact you, and just you know, tell them you're not interested in discussing it, if that's the case. And if anyone persists in doing so, report that to us and it will be addressed, I assure you. At the beginning of the trial, there was some concern about information and your safety. And I assure you that we will take every measure to ensure that that is your concerns are addressed and respected. I'm going to talk to you for just a minute, not about anything to do with the case, but just about that sole issue. And you, as I say, you're welcome to discuss the case as little or as much as you want. Any questions, anybody? Thank you so much. And you're after 4 years, you're eligible for service again. It would be my pleasure to work with you. Thank you.
Yes. Well,
wow, Joey.
Yeah, not guilty on all counts.
Not guilty on all counts. Well, if you paid attention to the trial at all, now what we have to do is pray for peace. I mean, that was my public response here is, not just in Kenosha, but in other parts of the country where agitators would live and love for this to start another round of issues and discord.
Well, we shall see. A lot of emotion in that courtroom, too, on both sides. You can see people divvied up on either side of that middle aisle, on the prosecutor side and defense side. A lot of tears in that courtroom, meaning different things.
We have all been watching very closely and been covering very closely the Rittenhouse trial. 272-9228 if you want to join us on the phone lines to talk about the verdict, we'll take your calls on that, on what comes next. One of the things that needs to come next is the prosecution, most surely. There needs to be some consequences for the kind of their actions in the trial. Everything from the way that they handled evidence and didn't give it to defense to their just behavior, out and out lies, that the use of the gun in the courtroom with his finger on there should be an investigation into that guy. That guy was a clown show. Yeah. And that was not how our justice system should be run.
Well, we need to jump back in. We cut a break so we could bring that live to you folks.
All right. We're going to finish up this break here. Thank you, Joey.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are repaired when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, many families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Down with the Pounds are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Down with the Pounds in Montgomery. Let Down with the Pounds help you keep the pounds down. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Down with the Pounds.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Something new every day. I didn't even know you could do that, Joey. I didn't know you could break mid-break.
For live events, of course.
You got tricks up your sleeve I don't even know about.
Hey, you better believe it.
Talents and tricks. I'm learning a lot about you this week, Joey Clark. My charming friend, you. All right, we're going to Joe on line one. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how are y'all this morning, afternoon, whatever it is? Finally, something that is a good thing that bestows confidence in our legal system again.
It really does. This prosecution was made in the media by the media, by liberals, the minute that the shootings occurred. They were deemed murder, not self-defense. He was deemed racist. He was deemed all sorts of awful things. And it goes to show that you can have a jury trial where they look at the evidence and not only the pre-coverage and not have to worry about what comes next, because I worry about what comes next.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He should have never been charged with any of these charges. It was a clear-cut case of self-defense. There was video, but that they wanted their pound of flesh, and they didn't get it. Thank God. And like you said, the prosecution, time and time again, has done things that didn't seem right. And then the regular media, how they've covered this case is terrible. The one side of this, how they've tried to claim this 17-year-old kid was a vigilante, a murderer. Why, all the things, and I hope he takes legal action against all those organizations and against those people that have slandered or libeled him, and I hope he gets something. I hope he gets his pound of flesh.
Well, and that was, you know, the young man, what was his name, Joey, the Catholic school kid, basically said that he needs to take action against those who very quick out the gate made his name mud.
Yeah, Nicholas Sandman, the Covenant Catholic kids.
Yeah, you're talking about the guy who was who sued CNN,
right?
Who was supposedly intimidating a Native American that would turn out to be a complete lie in every facet.
Yeah, and don't forget that Joe Biden ran a campaign ad at the height of that election against Donald Trump that juxtaposed Kyle Rittenhouse right next to the, what I'll call dopes in Charlottesville who had the tiki torches. So he needs to sue all these folks who branded him some white supremacist. It's ridiculous.
Well, and it goes to, you know, mainstream media vilifies first, asks questions later, retracts if ever, on the third or sixth page. We have gotten into a position where the media truly has become the enemy of conservatives. And I know that is a Trump line, and I know it is a line that comes with a lot of strength. But the mainstream, lamestream corporate media has stopped giving reliable, honest information and is now on an absolute witch hunt against conservatives.
Well, I have for years considered myself more of a moderate maybe even the liberal, but what has happened in the past few years with the media and the absolute misrepresentation of the facts, the outright lies and slanting of the truth. I used to hate Fox News because how they used to say they were fair and balanced and how they only covered one side. But when you started watching CNN and MSNBC and even the network news, as and you see how slanted and obvious it is that they have a position that they're trying to push, it is absurd. And it's not the way growing up I remember the news was supposed to be, the facts and you decide. There's way too much editorializing when we should be just hearing facts, because you know now we've got to fill 24 hours with news, and it's almost impossible to do with just facts. So you got to start regurgitating what you think. And I don't really care for the most part what those news guys, what their opinions are, because I don't think they're any smarter than the average people. They're certainly not brilliant philosophers or intellectuals that I care what their opinion is. Just tell me the news. Just tell me the facts. They can't even do that.
Well, no, they can't. And it used to be, and I've give this lesson a lot. I write in news. I'm the publisher for the news site, and we talk about the fact that there are readers who don't know what to expect non-editorialized news content anymore. The new point of a real news story from an actual journalist is going to be to lay down a story straight down the middle and not lead you to a conclusion that they share. If you can read a news story and tell what that writer says or thinks, they have not done their job. It should be, today is Friday, November 19th. The temperature is this. Not it is Friday, November 19th, and the weather is great, and I'm telling you this, and it's better than yesterday. There shouldn't be all of that editorial content, but reporters are doing it more and more each day, and their editors are allowing it, and that's how we've gotten to the point where we are now, where there is a very blurred line between editorial and news content, and then on the other hand, reporters are getting away with darn right just telling lies about people and misrepresenting them. Our president of our United States misrepresented what happened in this case and who Rittenhouse was. And hopefully he does come back. And while I want him to have peace and closure on this chapter of his life, I don't think he can have that until he has pursued clearing his name.
And the first step is he was found not guilty by a jury of his peers, of all charges. And,
yep.
You know, there so is big, no, hopefully, double jeopardy. I don't think that anybody would try to retry him again. And,
no.
And let's be sure, let's look at the facts. He was tried by the public. Maybe the prosecution would have never filed the case if it hadn't been for the public. And the position they took. I mean, you look at Georgia and the guys that are being tried there. For months, the police looked at that video footage and didn't file any charges up until it made the media. And then now, like, they're the next scourge of the universe. You know, and you find out all these things about that case that you didn't know about, how the sheriff had asked them to look for somebody who had been going in there. And you never hear these things. The media doesn't report. The prosecution themselves don't even provide all the evidence to the defense, which is a violation of the law. It for what? It's supposed to be about the justice system, yeah. Fair treatment of people. And that's not what it's about. It's everything is a pushing an agenda,
yep.
In every aspect of the way we live now. It's really sad.
It is sad. All right, well, we got to hit another break here. I hate to jump so close, but we back to back here. Thank you for calling in, Joe. You're dead on. We have gotten to a point now where media has... media thinks it can overdo the justice system, and it does work at times, especially in getting the crowd reaction and audience reaction that they so want. We are we have gotten all the way through the first half hour of this show. I have only cried a few tears, so we're going to call that a success. Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted by a jury of his peers. Going to call that a success. When we come back, we'll be joined by Jeff Poore. More Straight Talk with April Marie in just a moment.
tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's here, and I'm going to try to save my voice and not break your eardrums on this one. I just want to tell you from my heart that the sale that we run as a pre-Thanksgiving blowout is a sale like no other sale ever before. It's totally insane. Every single item in the store gets a nutsy, crazy price. We have blowout items that are unheard of, from $29, $79, $99. Unbelievable. It's going to run now through Black Friday. You can lay away until Christmas. You really want to stop in and see us. Thank you.
Alabama's next U.S. Senator is pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant, a businessman and veteran whose actions served as inspiration for the movie Black Hawk Down. Mike Durant is not a career politician. Far from it. When the Black Hawk Mike was flying during Operation Gothic Serpent in 1993 was shot down, Mike was critically injured and survived 11 days in captivity. Today, he's running for the U.S. Senate because the America he fought for is under assault by Joe Biden and the career politicians. Listen to pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant.
President Trump did so much right. He took on China, cut taxes, and strengthened our military. Washington is filled with career politicians who didn't serve their country and never had a real job. I'm running for U.S. Senate to change that. I'm Mike Durant, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a new 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $473 a month for 42 months with only $640 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $869 a month for 42 months with only $869 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Boulevard and online at infinityofmontgomery.com.
Q50 VIN, MM707693, QX80 VIN, N9740503. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 11/30/21.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. We're broadcasting on location today at Rick's Jewelers all the way till 1 o'clock. Blue Water Broadcasting's annual holiday food drive to benefit the Montgomery Area Food Bank. We are so blessed. We are so thankful for things we have. A lot of people have gone through some tough times. The Montgomery Area Food Bank needs your help. They feed over 37 counties in the state of Alabama. Stop by and see me right here. Do a little shopping at Rick's Jewelers. We're located in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center in Prattville all the way till 1 o'clock. Right here in Blue Water Broadcasting Country.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change from the warm weather that was dominating much of this week. Now much cooler air is flowing in behind that cold front. Today's high temperature up to about 63, but that stiff breeze will make it seem a little cooler than that. Lots of sunshine around today, clear and cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 39 by dawn. Tomorrow, not quite as breezy, but still cool with a high temperature into the mid-60s. Lots of sunshine. Sunday, I think, will be a little warmer with a high temperature up around 70 as clouds increase. Chance of showers maybe Sunday night into at least part of the day Monday with the next front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Hello, everyone. Straight Talk with April Marie here. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble.
Hello.
Hiya, Joey.
Hi.
Jeff Poor on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon, April Marie. How are you?
I am hanging in there. Let's see. So much going on. Kyle Rittenhouse, not guilty of all charges. Not much of a surprise, but still exciting, I think, for those of us who watched the trial closely.
Well, you know, April Marie, I was kind of thinking about this, like the normal person, it's like the emperor has no clothes, that Kyle Rittenhouse, of what he has been charged with should have been found not guilty, should have been acquitted on all these counts. The prosecution did such a bad job. But, like, the national news media portrayed a totally different set of circumstances. That you would not think that there was anything like that and going on, that this was a, you know, well, you know how the media have categorized it. Well, now that we have a verdict, and now that we have seen everything with our own eyes, and a jury has agreed with, I think, most Americans, an objective-minded American, does this reaction, I mean, do they just amp it up tonight? Does Joy Reid, does Chris Hayes, does Rachel Maddow, does Lawrence O'Donnell, does Brian Williams, does the MSNBC lineup just talk about how, you know, that we don't have enough critical race theory, we don't have enough social justice, we don't have enough equity training, because this is proof of it?
Well, you know, almost immediately after the verdict started trending, white privilege started trending as well. And so it looks like you're right. There is going to be a whole lot of, you know, of race thrown into this, never mind that that Rittenhouse himself is white, as were the those he defended himself against. It's just, it's silly time.
I agree with that, but it's always been that. When do we reach a breaking point? When do we get done with this trend in America? When is this the fad? Is like, okay, we get it. It's you know, you had your chance, you had your moment, but people just start buying into this. We did a little bit of a reset after George Floyd, and you got corporate America all woke. You got Wall Street, you got Hollywood, who I think has always been kind of woke, but you got them to take it that next stage. But at some point, I mean, you can only push the narrative so far that there is not some kind of reaction to it. And I just, these moments in our history, people see them. And I think it's just going to embolden the race baiters in America even more. They're just going to find license to say more outrageous things. But I just wonder, you know, are we how far beyond the point of diminishing returns have we gotten?
We've gotten pretty far, quite honestly, and that has never been more obvious than it is in this moment in time in my life. It continues as the CRT debate heats up. I say heats up. We saw what happened in Virginia. I think this is going to be a big issue in the midterms. I think it's even going to be a big issue in the governor's race in this state, where we are talking about what are our kids being taught? What are we being exposed to? How are conservatives being portrayed across the board through the media and our classrooms by the leftist? And it is something we're going to have to contend with. You know, we've got, I hate to bring them up again, but I do because it's just so indicative of the liberal class here in Alabama. You've got another J.D. Crow cartoon mocking those who do not want to get vaccinations for whatever their reasons may be. And it just seems like the left really does believe they are the ruling class.
The J.D. Crow response to all of this, be it CRT or anything going on with the vaccinations, I find the Alabama media, I complain about them. I know I come on your show all the time and talk about how terrible AL.com is. I don't think I'm getting much pushback on that. But I talk about how terrible the Montgomery Advertiser is. Talk about what a wretched job Ryan Lyman does as a reporter. I think he's just a boring writer. But anyway, like the thing about these guys, when they do finally respond to whatever's going on in the national news, I always find it to be kind of a very pedestrian effort, a very Bush League sort of show at it. J.D. Crow is the perfect example of that. It's like 4 days late. It is just shock value for the sake of shock value. It's not particularly insightful. It's like a political cartoon. It doesn't really make you think. It just makes you mad. It just makes you PO'd at the media even more. And is that really the responsible discourse that AL.com and others claim to be wanting in this day? They want to hit on our medium. They want to hit on talk radio as being irresponsible and crazy, and you know, Dale Jackson yelling in a microphone and being provocative or whatever. But it's like they're trying their hand at it right now on the pages of AL.com, on the website, and whoever still reads the print edition of that. They're trying their hand at it, and they're not exactly, I would say, up in the ante as far as that is concerned.
They really are. And I wonder who their audience is. I like to point out that they're always talking about how bad Alabama looks in the eyes of those out of state. And I believe they're the worst offenders for making us look bad in terms of they just entirely distort what conservatives around the state are trying to do.
That's what they want to do. Alabama in practice, in theory, we're a red state, right? We have the one of the most Republican, reliably Republican electorates in the country. You would think that Alabama would be this vanguard for conservative values, that these conservative ideas that are supposed to work, that we've been told all our lives. I mean, how long have you been in this conservative movement? How long have you been going to meetings at the Heritage Foundation, or going to these gatherings, or watching Fox News? All these ideas that are supposed to work. But they don't get an opportunity to, because, you know, you don't have conservatives in charge of government. Well, Alabama, you have that. And then, you know, the 50 laboratories for democracy, we never get a chance to really try it. And I wonder if part of that is, you know, it has something to do with the media here wanting to make, you know, well, why should Florida be the place that's way more conservative and way more willing to test the limits than Alabama? They get a lot of things at play there, but it's certainly a question that has a lot to do with the media.
Right. Well, and I think that's what our governor's race is going to start being about, is why is the state not leading the way that other states in this nation are when we do have that super majority? So that kind of leads right into my next topic on some state issues. Are we able to keep you around? I know you're traveling today. Can I keep you the next segment?
Yeah, you got me here till you need me.
All right, we're gonna hit a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna segment into a little bit of state politics. It's been a rough week around here, and we haven't had a lot a conversation about what's going on. Jeff Poor got an opportunity. Jeff, did you get an opportunity to interview Tim James this week? Is that what I saw?
That is accurate.
All right, so we're gonna talk to him about that governor's race and some of what he's hearing and seeing down at where. The who's who are down at that women's Republican event. Before we hit this quick break, Sweet Creek Farm Market. It is going to be a beautiful weekend to drop by there as you get prepared for your Thanksgiving feast next week. Stop by, see if they have any more of those gorgeous spiral hams. They're giving away free pumpkins. They're so cute. They got the little bitty ones. I got one for every kid in my son's classroom about a month ago. But stop by there, get yourself a cup of coffee at the Roost, get yourself a Cuban sandwich, let your kids play on the slides or look at the goats or play with those, the chickens or the peacocks. Just don't let them chase the chickens. There's literally signs around, and yet some kids do it. Don't let them be that kid. Check it out. It's great for family, great for friends, all the vegetables, honey, great baking things you could need, especially if you're considering a pumpkin pie. Sweet Creek Farm Market, stop by and tell them April Marie sent you. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, more with Jeff Poor. Back in a second.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
You are indeed listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. On the line, I've got Jeff Poore. We're going to go for just a few more minutes about his interview with Tim James, talking about what's happening in other states, looking at the potential of him and Linda Blanchard getting into the governor's race. What are you seeing and hearing? What do you think is going to happen?
I think Tim James gets in. Now, our friend Steve Flowers, he's on this program, this morning, he thinks that Jim Ziegler would beat Tim James if the election were tomorrow. I don't know what you want to make of that, but I had to talk to Tim James. It was like Tim James versus the world. He went hard after the legislature and said something that I suppose would be, valid, that since the Republicans took over the legislature in 2010, Alabama's public schools have gone south. I mean, they have dropped from mid-40s to 52nd. Now, I mean, how much you want to read into that? How much you want to blame the Republican legislature? What is really going on there? I don't know there's necessarily a correlation, but it's a fair enough criticism to what's going on here. Is Alabama really living up? If all these conservative ideas are working and we've had some of them instituted, then why aren't things getting better? What's really going on there? But also going after Governor Ivey, and here's a question for you, April Marie. He came out very hard against gambling, very anti-gambling, and that would have worked for a Republican 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, it didn't quite work out for Bob James, I guess, when Sigelman beat him, because Sigelman essentially ran on the lottery, and a lot of people were open to that idea. And that lottery later lost in a referendum on, I think, a lower-than-hoped turnout special election. But can you run as a Republican, not in a general election, but in a Republican primary? Are there still enough anti-gamers, anti-gamblers in the Republican electorate today to win the nomination?
That's a very good question. And I don't believe that it is going to be a make or break issue. I don't think anybody's going to say I'm voting for Ivy because I want gambling. But I do believe if another candidate gets in, say a Linda Blanchard, they might think twice about that vote. I don't know that gaming and lottery are things when people wake up in the morning, a vast majority, but what it does is it puts him in that far right. I mean, there's, levels of right, of conservativeness, if you will, and he is saying to those voting for him, you are voting for someone who is going to speak out against gaming, is going to speak out against yoga, is going to speak out against, he's talking about a lot of issues that I haven't heard talked about in the last, 6-8 years of being a voter in this state. And the question is, do those voters still exist? And then how does that endear him with, say, something like the 16 or the 1819 project, who is trying to gear up and recreate, find kindling for that far right base? So the question is, how is that timed and can they get those people out? Because it was that far right church vote that got Gary Palmer over Paul DeMarco in that congressional race. So they're still out there. The issue is, are they hearing the sirens call?
I think that's valid. And look, if Tim James can get in a runoff, maybe that's a difference. Maybe that is the difference that can be made, right? Maybe then it becomes more of a competition. I mean, I think that's something that we could consider, you know. But right now, I don't know. Here's what I would worry if I'm not really on board with anybody or anything like that. But just looking at this from a strategic X's and O's, impartial, objective analysis. If Tim James comes out hard against gaming, does he make himself vulnerable? Does he hurt himself as a viable candidate? Would enough people be paying attention to vote against him and vote for Ivy? I mean, I think there's a lot of Ivy remorse out there, and I think there's maybe some vulnerabilities. But aren't you better off at exploiting the vulnerabilities and running against somebody than making yourself a target?
Well, and not, it wasn't just gaming he came out against. He also came out against medical marijuana. And to me, that was unnecessary. And so he is going to be the far-right candidate. Linda Blanchard gets in very soon. And the question is, do the two of them force Ivy into a runoff? And does this become like the U.S. Senate race where it is a race to the runoff? And does James not make the runoff because of these bold declarations?
Well, and something else, though. Why are we still talking about Linda Blanchard?
Because I hear she's the decision has been made. The staff has been changed and she's getting back in very, very soon.
Why? Do you think that there is anything to that? I mean, do you think that is a reasonable? Could she beat Jim Ziegler?
She can outspend Jim Ziegler. Can she?
No, that's not. If you have $5 million and you can't even beat Jim Ziegler, or you don't think that you could beat Jim Ziegler, are professionals, guys like you and I, who are know this game and know this racket of politics really well. If you can't convince us that you could beat Jim Ziegler, who's not going to run with $5 million, if today was today, let's give her a month. Is she a serious candidate?
That's a very good question, Jeff. For him. For that, I do not have the answer to, but she wants to be, and so we'll see.
I don't think she is. I just don't think she's a serious candidate. And look, God bless her. I give it to anybody that wants to spend their own money. Get in the arena of politics. We need more people like her, but you need to make up your mind. You need to do something. And look, it's clear to me just based on what I've seen, and if she hears this segment, then she's probably never going to come on my show again. But she just seems not prepared. She doesn't seem ready for the big leagues.
We'll keep this segment to ourselves, Jeff. We'll see. Are you traveling today? Is that what I understand? You're leaving the Women Republican meeting?
Well, no. So I was at Fairhope yesterday and got the opportunity to sit down with the Lieutenant Governor. We actually did. Probably your listeners don't know, but I now have a home in Fairhope, but don't spend a whole lot of time there. But we did the interview at my home in Fairhope, and then after all that wrapped up, I'm back in Tallahassee right now, but we'll be traveling here in about here in just a little while to Tennessee, Nashville.
Oh, look at you. All right. Well, you have a safe trip. I really do appreciate you coming on. It has been a strange week for me over here on Straight Talk. But we are pushing through. My father is pushing through. He's hanging in there. And so we're just trying to get caught up on all things Alabama politics. Tell our listeners where they can find you online.
It's twitter.com/Jeff_Poor. And if we don't talk again, have a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope that situation resolves itself as best as possible.
Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate it. All right. You travel safely. Have a great Thanksgiving yourself. We are going to do our overdue drawing for Mortgage Corporation to sell. Thank you guys for the extra day. Thank you guys again for the extra day. Mortgage Corporation of the South, not just a mortgage company, but a mortgage and loan center. Let them help you get into a new home. Let them help you find financing for a second home. Maybe you're looking for a beach or a lake house. Looking to refinance, get that interest rate and those payments down. They can do all of those things. They have a program specifically to help you not have to come up with that giant down payment. So if you've been thinking about buying a home and thinking, but I don't have all that cash to get together, they know of ways to help you. 567-9000, call John Williams and the A-team over there. They've been serving Alabama for over 20 years. In addition to those mortgage loans, they also do equity loans on home, vehicles, or a piece of property. So if you owe less than something is worth, that cash difference is your cash equity, and you can get cash out of it by giving them a call and letting them work with you. 567-9000 is their number, 567-9000. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender, good friends and good supporters of this show. And every week we do a $75 gift card drawing. Usually we do it with one of them on the line, but today we are flying with just Joey and I, and we're going to name this winner. Who do we got, Joey?
All right, I've run the random number generator. I've checked our records to make sure this person has not won in the last 90 days. We're now prepared. And the winner of the $75 gift card courtesy of MCS is... Oh, my goodness, it's Paul!
Yay!
Give us a call, Paul.
Paul, congratulations. Very excited for you, Paul. You get a $75 gift card. You get the opportunity to go visit the office high atop the mountain in Wetumpka. Get to know the A-team. I would love to tell you what else is going to be included with that $75 gift card, but it seems to change up every week. So your job is to call us, 272-9228. Give us your information. And then call us again once you've stopped by Mortgage Corporation. Tell us about your conversation there, your experience. We have yet to have anybody call and say they didn't enjoy themselves over there, didn't learn something new. I'm telling you guys, I get incredible feedback from Mortgage Corporation of the South and those who go there. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to have Dale Jackson on. Let's see how many people he can tick off. After that, we're going to have Katie Britt on. We're going to continue to talk Rittenhouse, but we're also going to talk some state issues in the meantime and a little bit about what's happening on Capitol Hill. Back in just a moment, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Mass